Hello, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. We have arranged to arrive in February 2021, although not through time travel. In the background, you can hear a slight amount of noise, hopefully, and that is my 3D printer slowly but surely printing a dragon. Everybody should spend their winters printing dragons. It's kind of my new thing. But one of the things that I thought I would talk about today is the weather. I know I spend a lot of time on weather, and those of you who read my blog know that I'm kind of a weather geek. I love weather. Weather is kind of, well, everything to me at times. And in particular, lately, I've noticed an odd weather pattern. So starting the first weekend in February, we had snow, and then it melted. We had snow the next weekend, and it melted again. And then we had snow the third weekend in a row, and it melted again. And then this week on Thursday, so not on the weekend, we had snow again. It hasn't melted yet, but likely it is going to. I'm just hoping that the pattern is broken and we're not going to have more snow coming. We've had more snow this year, 2021, and this month, February, than we did all of 2018 and 2019 combined, the whole winter in both cases. Quite a lot of snow, way more snow than I was particularly interested in being around. So anyway, and if you do, you know, follow my weather channel, on YouTube, I do publish yesterday's weather, which is, you know, the best way to do weather, because no matter what, yesterday's weather's never wrong. It is, in fact, always right, because I know what happened, and I don't have to worry about it.
I can always predict what did happen versus what will happen, which is a little bit harder to do. So one of the things that I've been looking at and considering is the new Tempest weather system. The reason that the Tempest system is so cool, first of all, is that it does weather detection at a different level. It'll detect lightning at, you know, 15 to 20 mile radius from your home. Most people don't need to know that information, but I do, because lightning is thunder, and thunder freaks my dogs out. So I like to know when it's going to lightning and thunder long before it actually gets close enough that my dogs can hear it. I know it's kind of a silly thing to worry about, but, you know, it's like anything else, right? You got to worry about the things that impact your life. It's kind of a hobby that I've talked about many times, so I'm not going to spend any more time on weather today. But I did want to point out that, you know, weather is important if it catches you outside. And since I walk outside every day, you know, I like to know what the weather is exactly where I am. People make fun of me sometimes because I argue with the National Weather Service, but remember that the National Weather Service often puts weather stations in a city. The reason for that is it's easier to get to, it's easier to maintain, it's easier to manage. The reality of the problem, however, when that happens is cities have concrete, concrete holds heat, and cities tend to be 4 to 8 degrees warmer in the summer and the winter. So the real temperature out in the burbs may be a lot colder. So I like to know what the temperature is out of my back door. Just kind of my thing. I inherited it from my father, and I'm quite proud that I still love weather as much as he did. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.